Postcard Memories is a series of historic views, stories, and photos of Bradford and the area, a trip down memory lane on a Saturday morning. Young Charlie came to Canada with his family at the age of 10. Coming from England, they ended up in the Creemore area of Ontario. The family returned to England, but young Charles, age 12, liked Canada and decided to stay. He stayed with the family until 1892, when he heard that good wages were being paid further south. At the age of 21, he became a resident of Bondhead. Later, he went to Toronto, where he took up employment with the Toronto Transportation Commission and drove a streetcar. Miss Kenitha Ogilvy was the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. William Ogilvy of Bondhead. Mr. Ogilvy was a tailor and storekeeper there. Miss Ogilvy went to work in Toronto and while there, met Charles Melbourne. On January 14, 1904, they were married by Reverend George Pidgeon of Bloor Street United Church. This church was formerly a Presbyterian church before church union. Not long after their marriage, they returned to Bondhead. For a time after his return, he worked for Mr. Jack Cook, Fred C. Cook's father, and for some time, Mr. Melbourne drove the stage between Bradford and Newton Robinson. After a short time, he bought the equipment and ran the stage himself. In 1907, he bought his first farm at Bond Head on the south side of Concession 7 in the village. For many years it was known as the Dixon Farm. The house is still there and is now owned by Mr. and Mrs. Douglas Gray. The farm is now the first subdivision of Bond Head. In 1916, he sold this farm to Mr. William Culbert and bought the farm on the northwest corner of Highway 27 and Concession 5. It had always been known as the Manning Farm. In 1920, he sold this farm to Mr. and Mrs. James Bradley. His next farm was in the Scotch Settlement. It was on the northwest corner of Side Road 10 and the 6th Concession. It was while he was on this farm that he took over the mail route RR No. 1 from Mr. Fred Ritchie. In 1935, they moved to Middletown Village and their son Kenneth Ogilvy and his wife Norma Henrietta Culbert bought the farm. Today that farm is owned by Mrs. Hilda Diedenhofen and her late husband Egan. For many years Mr. Melbourne was the obliging, efficient and genial carrier of the post for RR No. 1 Bradford. This was done with horse and buggy and horse and sleigh in the wintertime. With age, he used to hire R.J. Bus Culbert to run the mail in the winter when he felt he needed a break. When he finally retired, his son William Charles took over the route and was equally obliging, efficient and genial. Few in the area at the time had not had the cause to regard their splendid service with gratitude and appreciation. Unlike today, the mail went out in all weather. Mr. and Mrs. Charles Melbourne had four sons, Kenneth, Jock, William, Bill, Dave, and his youngest son, Laurie, who gave his life in the RCAF during the Second World War, and one daughter Jessie, Mrs. Herbert Hughes. In 1954, the happy couple celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. The still pretty bride and her husband celebrated at their home with a family party. All their children and grandchildren, with exception of one and their great-grandchildren, also attended. After his wife died in 1957, Mr. Melbourne made his home with his daughter Mrs. Hebert Hughes. As a young child, visiting Uncle Jock, Mr. Melbourne's son, and Aunt Norma, I would have fun playing hide-and-seek with Mr. Melbourne. With failing health, he went to Bondhaven Nursing Home, now Mr. and Mrs. David Chambers Home, and a few short weeks before his death in York County Hospital Newmarket. He was a fine gentleman and we were sorry when he passed on to be with his wife. March 11, 1965. His church had been Scotch Settlement Presbyterian Church, where he was a longtime elder. His funeral was conducted by Reverend Fred Reed and Canon Hearn of Bond Head, whom he brought to the village by stage 42 years earlier. The pallbearers were Harold Coutts, Robert, Buss, Culbert, Keith Langford, Arnold Meredith, Ernest Hughes and Wilbert Orr. He and his wife are buried in Bond Head Cemetery.